coming off a blown Achilles. You don't want to compare yourself to him. You want to be healthy.
You're right.
There's a surprising lot of Achilles in softball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Achilles, broken wrist, broken ankle, sliding into bases. Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's a tough sport, Matt. You should try it sometime.
No.
Get out of the river.
I literally,
safe zone.
If I try to run, I will just pull my hamstrings. It's really pathetic. My last 2 years of kickball, I've had to sat out weeks because of my hamstring.
You got stretched before, bro.
Well, you know.
Kick those legs up.
You know, I get a little cocky. I get a little, you know, there's.
The mind goes back to being young. Yeah, and then I'll kick this.
I'll kick this and I'm going to take off after I do that too.
You are cocky. Earlier off the air, I asked you why you shaved your beard and you said, bro, because it grows back.
There's a little bit of beard envy going on in the room here.
Yeah. Well, my beard grows back.
Yeah, my facial pubes do too, but it's not the same
You
thing.
Have a great, like, your 5 o'clock shadow game is probably top notch.
It looks very good.
Thanks, guys.
Very handsome right now.
Thank you. All right, Massey has to do you care from an hour
just
ago.
Just one. And it's because it's baseball related. I was thinking of you when I wrote this down. Do you care about the conspiracy theory of the laces being switched on the ball, thus pitching is down and home runs is up?
How would you switch the lacing on the
ball? I don't know.
I don't care.
So what did you do for the 4th of July, Massey?
Summertime.
Yeah, there really isn't much to talk about these days.
There you go.
Fishing. No, juicing balls. You know, I mean, I don't know. It just, there's no way that's like the new conspiracy on.
The long ball.
It's the, what's it called? Oh my God, a fantasy baseball dork. Can't even remember what it's called. This upper swing revolution or the pop. It's like the, what am I trying to think of? It's like a golf swing revolution of like hitting the ball almost like a golf ball.
Yeah, yeah. People are saying that they're changing their swing.
Yeah,
or the
that's
batters.
What it is. It's not freaking laces. Laces out or whatever. No.
Baseball game. And I can tell you they have not switched laces in the softball ball. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't believe it.
Infield yesterday.
Whoa.
Yeah. Upward swing revolution. No, they're not changing the laces.
Oh, I don't know. You're telling me the batters are just adjusting to the pitchers and how they pitch.
No. That is unbelievable. No, they've changed their swings to just be more like more of a power.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just being, you know, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Because like if pitching is getting better, like we've had a couple of years of pitching, then the batters are just going to adjust because they're athletes and they're paid athletes. So they're going to adjust to it.
Yeah, this stuff.
And everyone's like, it must be the baseball.
There hasn't already been like 8 no-hitters this year one of those no-hitters with the pitcher walks 8 batters but still gets a no-hitter. That kind of crap. I guarantee in like 2 or 3 years, there'll be a new adjustment of like, you'll have all these no hitters you eye roll at. But, you know, used to be special, but now they're not. Like the home run. The records just aren't special anymore in baseball. It's just, it's all about heart. It's all about building a super team in baseball, too. I want to talk about that later.
Super teams are in, man.
You just have 3 players and they just do it all for you.
That's kind of, that's kind of old school. Just get a couple guys and then the rest can just tag along and all the losers can be winners.
Mm hmm.
That's why we're putting Charles Barkley on the bench and Patrick Ewing on the bench down there. All those losers, old losers.
Yeah.
In the NBA, just pay them $1 and all of a sudden they're winners. Cash it in.
Speaking of losers, you ready for that segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's called Third Degree Murder in Sports.
Okay.
It's kind of like a play. I was Humble Brag hiking Snow King before I came. Nobody's mentioned my red face. And
I was about to say, rather on,
a little frazzled.
Your tan is good.
Trying to intimidate harm. Show my athleticism for the upcoming tournament.
Yeah.
So it's kind of playoff 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but it's just 3 degrees.
Of someone who's killed somebody?
Yeah, and sports and somebody, I'll just say sports player who's a murderer, correct. Murder athlete, and then somebody I really strongly dislike, 3 degrees between them. I'm going to see if you can find the missing link.
Oh, okay. How they're related.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give me the murderer.
Yeah, and the person I hate. You just have to find the middle.
And you got to find the murderer.
Yeah.
All right, just let's hear it.
No, not the
let's
murderer.
Let's just do it.
I'm giving you the murderer, and I'm giving you the person I hate. Find the...
Dennis Rodman.
I guess it's... Is it 1 degree then?
Rodman.
It's got to be her bull, his bull.
I'm ready. I follow. Into it.
You got to find the link between the two.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. First off,
there's no chance I get this.
Chris Benoit.
Okay.
And Donald Trump.
Chris? Vince McMahon.
Boom. Yeah. They were both on WWF together.
They were. Okay, yeah. I follow it now. Okay, yeah. Keep going.
You like that one?
I used to love Chris Benoit. That was super depressing.
Yeah, Wikipedia that.
That's, yeah, it was a sad tragedy.
Ruin your night. I mean, well, it will ruin many a night.
It's not a good thing to read about.
No, it's not. It's sad. Yeah.
All right, I'm ready.
Don't mess with your kids. OJ and very current, Black China's vajayjay all over the internet.
Rob Kardashian.
Good job.
Bam, I'm killing this. This segment.
OJ's original lawyer / BFF.
No. I got that, but who's all over the internet?
Allegedly, this...
If the public knows, then that's fine. Let's next one.
And don't get caught Googling this because Hillary might find out. And yeah, Black what? China.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Final one. Aaron Hernandez and Larry the Cable Guy.
Tom Brady.
Close.
Belichick.
Close.
Bobby Kraft.
New England. Okay. Larry the Cable. The biggest con artist in American history was born in New England. Oh. You piece of. You know what? Yep.
Yeah,
he's an actor like Tupac, man. He's just getting it out there.
That is a very good comparison, Harm. All right, we're back to being good. LeVar Ball is between us, but let's just enjoy that.
I'm going to bring up a moment. Yeah, the video of LeVar running to the ring, and you might join me on him. Yeah, meeting
I watched it. I'm fine with the wrestler thing.
Oh, yeah, he's more jacked than you. Like, you know, he looks like he'd be a tubby dude.
No, I'm happy with him getting paid minimum wage, popping pills. I'm just not happy with people paying $250 for his flip-flops. I don't want him to be successful.
You must not be a big ball.
Sports fans, that was Radio Gold. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. More Teton Sports Talk coming in here on 891 KHOL. My eyes are closed. Sports fans, it is Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL. Very special Friday because we have Adam Harm back in the house talking NBA free agency. And we have to my left, Graham Traynor, and I am your host, Massey Zeman. And this segment we'll talk about sports.
Hey, you know what?
Let me back that up.
That's a sport.
We do a good job doing local sports on the first segment.
Yes.
We'll say that.
And Snoop recently hired by the UFC to be announcer of their fights.
There you go.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Is he taking over Joe Rogan's spot?
That would be a complete contrast of styles.
I wish they bring back Fear Factor with Snoop.
They're both
too.
John Blaze through most anything.
Well, yeah, but so he's that would just be so a contrast. John Blaze. He's just so intense and like so focused and like can carry a conversation. Snoop's like, oh man.
Martha Stewart's looking good.
Oh yeah.
Rose. He likes Martha.
Shout out to Roast right there.
Yeah.
Free agent C.
It's been going down.
It's been going down since July the 4th. I have been I've been paying attention over this July the 4th weekend. And so I need some help over here.
Okay.
But some big things have happened. CP3 said goodbye to the Rockets.
Or he said hello to the Rockets, goodbye to the Clippers.
It's right here, CP3 to Rockets.
You kind of wonder what the heck the Clippers are doing. They re-signed Blake Griffin to like a $167 million deal over 5 years. He's had 8 major injuries.
Yeah, flush the toilet on that contract.
Yeah. But
they'll probably get past Golden State now.
I wouldn't be surprised if they like made it past what they did with Chris Paul. It's just in a funny way because I don't like Chris Paul.
Why did they pay? Why did they pay Blake Griffin so much?
They're trying to build a stadium in Inglewood, like we were talking about a few weeks ago. Uh-huh. And I do not think Austin Rivers gets a fan base excited to come play.
Except for Doc and his grandparents.
Yeah, so you kind of need the casual fan to be like, oh, wow, look at this guy dunk. We can go back to Lob City with DeAndre. Blake's a better passer than you think because Chris Paul's a ball hog who like holds the ball for 18 seconds of the shot clock, dribbling it out like Graham's boy Kyrie. You love Duke.
Oh, yeah. You listened to the show last week?
I listened to half of it until I got to the canyon and went down to Alpine. So I listened to it live on the radio. Numbers up.
Applause. Yeah. I was going to say, I'd rather root for ISIS than Duke basketball. So I don't know if you heard that. I meant it.
I think you've said that
No emails yet.
No emails yet.
No, still waiting.
Do we have an email address or is it just Graham
Traynor? GTrain at gtrain84@gmail.com. I am not scared.
Okay. I'm going to start emailing you.
I'm going to start emailing you.
So Chris Paul went to the Rockets. So now we have two ball dominant guards on the same team.
Good.
So
that's what I was thinking.
Very interesting to watch.
It's maybe if he'd gotten DeAndre Jordan and Allstate commercials to follow him to Houston, I'd be more interested.
To dress like a lady. That was a very bizarre commercial.
Very weird. But yeah, I mean, who's the hell?
If you want to look back at the commercial, it sort of looks like the State Farm agent.
State Farm, excuse me, you're right.
Actually had the kid, Kevin Love, with DeAndre. Chris Paul was not that kid's dad. Kevin Paul.
Oh, the original with Kevin Garnett and Damian Lillard?
Yeah,
That is a weird commercial.
It's a very weird. So
thanks for the fact check.
The State Farm guy got
State
in
Farm
there.
Over Allstate. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, you got to go red and blue are the two differences there.
The cheesiness, though, is not the same, level. So it's easy to confuse. I'm on your side, Graham.
Allstate has the old president from 24. He sounds regal. You know, State Farm has Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan as spokesman. It's a clown show.
You mean Serrano from Major League Sports?
Serrano, but he is regal as the president of the U.S. in 24.
Well, if you, Joe Boo, I'd do it myself.
See, I just mixed up Progressive and Allstate. Just like that. I put that lady with the Progressive commercial.
Flow.
Oh, God. Thought about somebody I'd like to see, like, Ramsey Bolton down.
Yeah, just another 10 days until season seven starts.
That's a
I've been rewatching the whole show.
That is a
It's been marathoning. I got to see the Red Wedding and the Purple Wedding in the same day when I was hungover.
Sometimes it's good to go through depressing episodes.
Still get knots in my stomach from a Red Wedding.
Oh, it's bad.
And still
they walked right into a trap. They're fools.
Still get Cat Stark, half chub for Purple Wedding.
Collapse.
Yeah.
It's Cat Stark's fault.
It really is.
Yeah.
Stupid mothers.
Hayward. All right. 180 here. Hayward to the Celtics. He's going back east, or he's going east with his buddy Brad Stevens.
Yeah, it's a bummer. The Jazz were going to fight for a 5 seed last year. So.
Well, he might still be waffling on his decision. You know, it took him 5 hours. It leaked on July 4th. Everyone knew he was going to the Celtics. And then he tried to say, hey, no, I'm still trying to decide. And then he released a 2,100-word letter on the Players Tribune, goodbye, Utah, or some silly clown stuff like that.
How many emojis on that?
You know, I didn't read it because I already knew what he was saying. Hey, I'm out of here. Peace. That should have been just, hey, Utah, thanks. Later. He didn't need to write some long article. Like, Hayward.
Hey, Matt Barnes told
him
like it was.
You're not an all-NBA player.
Yeah. Well, Matt Barnes told it like it was. He was like, man, I don't want to go play Utah because I don't want to go to Salt Lake City. I want to go to L.A. when there's the Warriors playing, the Clippers versus playing.
Yeah, there's no nightlife there.
Yeah, there's no nightlife.
But, I mean,
Gordon Hayward's.
I don't stay up late. I don't need nightlife. I'd much rather play in Salt Lake. Although
he does have a wife.
Remember how?
Yeah, but he does have a wife. Remember a couple weeks ago, Massey thought that NBA players don't cheat on their wives.
Yeah, Massey didn't really understand how the world works
cute.
In the NBA. He's very naive.
He's not 30 yet.
Are you not 30 yet?
I've been asleep this whole time.
Yeah, you're a youngin', bro.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
are you talking about me again?
Speaking of Duke, if I were Gordon Hayward, seeing Brad Stevens' face would remind me of that ball not going in the national title game.
Yeah. That would have been the greatest shot of all time.
Oh, God.
It would have been.
Talk about the red wedding knots.
It was such a good miss that I remember it.
Yeah.
How many misses do you remember?
Kobe Bryant's air ball caught by Artest laid in against the Suns 2010 Western Conference Finals. I was having a party. My friend Randolph was more upset than I was because I was like, that was it. That was our last shot.
Starting pitcher.
Randolph, the Red Dragon. Yeah. He led us to victory last night.
Oh, Smokestacks!
Sports related. But back to the NBA. George got traded by Indianapolis to OKC for the poo-poo platter of DeMontis. No, it's not DeMontis Moneyunas. It's Sabonis' kid.
Oladipo and
Sabonis.
I just broke news to Harm.
From Gonzaga.
NBA.
Whoa. Well, Oladipo's a clown.
that's
a but you're going to have to pay him like $80 million and he's not good enough to lead you anywhere.
Oh,
that's wasted cap space.
Yeah.
Trade him to a team, get yourself three guys for half the money.
He just needs to be in the right situation, Adam.
I bet.
Adam. Right situation.
Don't we all? We all need the right situation.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was just going to rewind back to Boston's thing, it's like, well, it's, you know, it's a cute trade. Al Horford forgot how to play basketball. So if you want to say Hayward, Isaiah, and Horford are the new big three in Boston, they also had to trade away Jay Crowder, who's like their rebound machine.
Where did he go? I haven't seen that. I'm hearing they're trading him to the Jazz.
Denver?
Or yeah, I've been trying to figure that out all day.
Was that the Denver three-way?
Millsap went to Denver.
Okay.
I'm
thinking of a different three-way in Denver.
I might not have seen it yet. I took a nap after work.
That's cool.
I was going to write down and come in with a bunch of facts.
You seem fresh. That's why I'm happy you
it's
did take
so,
a nap.
It's so hot outside that I get home and I just lay down. This weather is miserable. It's filled with Tourons just in the way.
It's
awful.
Good time.
Graham's about to take off the sleeves. You really got burnt on your Snow King hike today. Red pipes, bro.
This is actually from the Palisades, but yeah.
Would you go down and sled neck it up for the 4th?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, nice.
Just ATVs through swamps. And it was awesome.
Wait, it was legit. Fun. So, but did you wore no sleeves going through the swamp? Mud?
It looks like he's actually wearing that shirt.
I wore a tank top. You can see the line here.
Yeah.
I wore SPF 50, but I got in the water and drank too many beers and forgot to put it back on.
That is a problem on these July days.
Yeah.
I had a crucial second reapplication midday.
Yeah, you still look pale and pasty like me. You know, it's a good way to be.
I'm very scared of the sun.
Yeah. It's harsh out here.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And then
Kevin Durant took $6 million less than he was allowed. So now you're going to have Isaiah and Hayward make more money than Durant.
That's beautiful. Shoe deal.
Yeah.
Tech guy.
And I think, what is he? He's almost 10 years in the league. So his next deal is going to be crazy. Steph Curry signed for $40 million a year.
That's what I was forgetting.
Five years, 201.
Yeah. Why is he getting so much money?
Service. And so they have this thing that if you make an all-NBA team, an MVP, or a defensive player of the year two times in a contract, you're eligible for what's called the Supermax.
Yeah.
That's what was supposed to keep Paul George in Indianapolis, Jimmy Butler in Chicago, Hayward in Utah, is if you get on one of those teams, they have the ability to pay you $200 million versus $150 on the open market. Mm-hmm. Or $150, I'm just approximating there for each of those guys. And what it turns out for these teams, they realize it's really not worth it to pay a guy that amount of money, even if it's allowed into your cap. Because you end up just kind of saddled. Kind of Utah's caught in that wheel of drafting well, developing well, kind of enough injuries kept them from meeting Golden State in the Western Conference Finals instead of the second round. So now he leaves to go to Boston.
Yeah.
He's going to get marauded in the finals. I mean, he's small forward, so I think LeBron will guard him.
Right. I'm just saying, the Cavs still have a huge advantage over that team because Horford just kind of – like he and LaMarcus Aldridge just forgot how to play power forward center. They just suck.
Yeah.
Last year. They just forgot how to play basketball.
LaMarcus is soft.
I did love
Dallas boy. Dallas boy LaMarcus.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
Not in front of the guy.
Well, hey, we got the Quaid brothers. And the Wilson brothers.
Randy.
Yeah.
Randy's Luke, a legend Luke, up in Canada yeah. now. He ran away.
Luke, Owen Wilson, Randy and Dennis. Randy's crazy. I did love the emoji Twitter battle. Between Isaiah Thomas and Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, that was great.
Because that's all it is nowadays. Like,
what?
Breaking news on Twitter or breaking news in general in sports is Twitter emojis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes back to that banana boat picture and that DeAndre signing with Dallas Knight. They were having a Twitter fight that night.
Yeah, so
with your boy Chandler Parsons. Fortunately, you got rid of him. If you pay him the max, he's got bum knees. Now he's on Memphis. They just had to get rid of Zebo and Tony Allen. Like, you really got to be lucky in some of these second and third best player.
Yeah.
That can ruin a team.
Yeah.
If you give that guy too much money, I'd almost rather have two other, you know, one of the, I think the room exception is some weird like $6.5 million, $5.5 million. Kind of, you try to get a few guys that can fill that same role. It's going to be interesting because I think Boston's going to have to get rid of either Avery Bradley because they're not going to be able to pay he and Isaiah at the same time, or they're going to have to get rid of Jay Crowder, Marcus Smart, and one other guy. They had to renounce Olynyk. So you just kind of ask yourself, like, the most deep team that everyone seemed to think was awesome now has three less guys, four less guys, and you seem to think that Jason Tatum, a rookie, is going to come in and play well, and Jaylen Brown, who only really did it in bit moments. It's kind of an interesting play. I'll certainly be rooting against him.
I really
did not like his July 4th 5-hour waffling. And this is going to bring to the point I made at break. Like, it's interesting that there's going to be a lot of guys making the max, and you don't even know their jersey number. You don't, you know, like, you might know their face. You don't even know what, like, we discussed it. The only reason I knew Hayward's jersey number is because he wears Ray Allen's number, and it means that basically they're not going to retire Ray Allen's jersey. You probably don't remember his number either because he moved a bunch of teams, but it was 20.
Yeah. Well, I'm on Paul Pierce's side, bro. I hate that guy. Just kidding. But what is the Hayward Ray Allen? Is that just like loving an old school player or something?
No, he just liked to wear number 20. I don't think Ray Allen even mattered to it. It was just the number the Celtics gave him, and it came out that he's probably going to wear that. Like, I honestly don't know Isaiah Thomas's number. I think it's 3, IT3. What they do is these nicknames that incorporate their numbers.
PG-13, CP3, yeah.
To trick you into actually knowing who the hell they are.
Yeah. Well, the No Fun League just now is allowing nicknames on the back of jerseys.
Because many random people don't know who these guys are, and you have to have a way to connect with them.
Yeah.
Like, you really only know 4 or 5 jersey numbers off the top of your head for most sports, and those are the real superstars. So Boston has 2 guys making max money. It'd be interesting to see what they do with the rest of Danny Ainge's Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. I mean, like Tony Romo off the air, we said number 9.
Greatest 9 of all
time.
But
I would have loved RIP Steve McNair. You know, Steve McNair's nickname was Cinnabon, right?
I did not know that. I thought it was Air McNair.
No, Air McNair, but his secret locker room with the ladies' nickname was Cinnabon because he had to kind of coil it up. Cinnabon on the back of his jersey in the day. Another great number 9.
Another great number 9.
Yeah. Steve McNair.
Sports fans, we have to sign off. Coming up next, I don't know what we're talking about. Maybe Dirk Nowitzki, maybe Vince Carter, the old men of the free agency. Stay tuned. Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL. Sports fan, it is Teton Sports Talk here on your Fridays on 89.1 KHOL, and it's been a fun discussion of the NBA. I mean, we got some NBA pointers in, but I mean, what else goes on during the summertime?
Softball.
Really?
You know what? I'm just in awe that didn't even think you knew who Little Flip was.
Oh, it was one of our come-up musics to middle
school. It's so big. Master's a big baller.
I was coming off the bench.
You and Harv would like each other.
I like that.
He likes Big Baller Brand. That's a big baller move, just to call the game before it even starts.
There's a sweet Def Jam video game. It was kind of the Street Fighter.
Def Jam. That was a off-air video game. Good radio right now. But yeah, off-air video game conversation. I was hoping you were going
to
say MVP baseball.
Would you like to start an esports team?
If we can have a refurbished Xbox, normal Xbox with Def Jam and MVP Baseball, I would do it.
I got an Xbox 360, and I'm really... Because it's like, every time I put it on, I'll get playing for like 15 minutes, and I'm like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
And you just turn it off and move on.
How am I getting pushed out?
I tried to do a Zelda. what'd you say?
I said, how am I getting pushed out of all these conversations? Because you guys are talking about video games.
He cut it off.
But I don't understand how gentlemen older than I am complain about millennials and then just rant about their video games.
The younger millennials, they watch people play video games now.
They don't even play.
They don't play anymore.
So you just watch us play.
You people. You
millennials.
Harm and I pointing at you.
Yeah. I'm Gen X.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're not even close.
Yeah,
we're just not even close to Gen Y.
Just not, yeah.
Allegedly, millennial goes to 81, which is terrible.
I know. I brought that up before.
Recent study, 83.
It's the worst.
83, all right. That sucks because I'm still in that, but I'm getting close. A few years, they'll kick me out. The millennials, we don't want that medium-aged loser in our crew.
Yeah.
We start working at a bar, and that age is in the upper 90s. That's when you're like, that little like, you cannot serve to anybody under age 1996. What is it these days? 94.
You would know that.
I should know tomorrow night. Oh, and great segue. Just like I wish my bartending career could be longer, D'Angelo Williams also wishes his running back career could be longer.
Ooh.
And what comes with that?
The actual subject matter of sports?
There you go.
The Walking Dead.
All right, our wormholes. Just trying to dodge landmines here. We were talking free agency off the air, and the numbers getting thrown around are ridiculous, especially for the max contracts these days. Or I guess this free agency, I guess, has it been the last couple of years, Harm?
Yeah.
With these huge deals?
Well, I mean, back in the late 90s, Juwan Howard got 7 years for $107 million.
So they
construct the rules because owners and their GMs are idiots.
Right.
And then now they're taking it into smaller or shorter year contracts. And then GMs are shocked that players choose to leave. It really doesn't make any sense. Basically, I don't know why anyone wants to save any billionaire owners any money. I don't need to save the mortgage meister, Dan Gilbert, any cash. I'd rather the players use it. That's trickle-down economics right there.
So now we're seeing a lot of max contracts for players that necessarily, in our brains, aren't like, oh, that guy's not worth $100 million.
I mean,
but why,
I root
what
for
is
the Suns.
Result?
Eric Bledsoe makes $77 million, and I wouldn't pay him $50.
Why are there more max deals to players that don't seem to be deserving of them?
There have always been every team. The problem with the max deal is that every team pays their best player the max, whether they actually deserve it or not. So even if you're Eric Bledsoe at the time was a max deal. He's one of LeBron's clutch sports agency players like Tristan Thompson. They both held out for like 88 and 70. Max deal based on your years of service and like what markers you've met. So you might not be able to get the Steph Curry $40 million, but your max, like, he's your first best because he's all you can get.
Yeah. First guy that comes to mind is the Lakers paying, what's his name? Big goofy white center.
Brooke Lopez?
No.
Well, they put Mozgov. They trade.
The Cavs ex-guy, center.
Yes.
Yeah, Mozgov.
Big Russian. He got traded.
Speaking of Russians, Democracy Now! Next.
Yep. Coming up.
I wouldn't call that Democracy Now! I would call that mild
Eastern
oligarchy.
Europe. Oh, okay. I'm a little out of
mild
it.
Mild, maybe just a huge oligarchy.
was on Democracy
see that?
Now.
See, that's I followed
out.
Your
yeah.
Harm went a couple levels deeper than mm-hmm.
he was. This shows you I'm not listening to all the shows on KHOL. I should really step up my game.
He went balls deep on that. Balls deep, softball team.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sports related.
Yep.
You either have to spend between $40 million and $90 million based on like league rules. So if you go below it, your players on your team get to divide up whatever space is left. If you go above it, you get taxed, and the teams that don't pay it, that's the luxury tax, get to divide that up. So in a couple of years, we're going to have some of these small market teams just probably won't be playing for anything, and they're going to make $20 million from revenue sharing, and then they're going to make probably $50 million. You know, you'll take whatever the Cavs, Lakers, whoever in a few years will be paying like a total of $50 million in luxury tax, and that gets redistributed down. It's basically kind of a broken system because D'Angelo Williams can complain about it, but that's your Players Association's fault. You guys allegedly have the most popular sport in the world for all the mouth breathers out there, and you make the most money, and you guys get the least guaranteed contracts. You get the worst kind of pension.
And they're not.
You need to get better negotiators. The reason people are freaking out is the cap for 15 guys is $99 million. And what is NFL, like 140, 145
mm-hmm.
for 53?
53, yeah.
So what
is there a
are
difference?
You talking about?
Is there a difference in roster size, D'Angelo?
There's a difference in roster size. I don't understand. Game, so
yeah, exactly.
We got you there.
No, I mean, what was I going to say? What I was going to say, or my question to you, is when I look at Vince Carter, he missed the Mavs title by a year, and now he's
on the Suns at the time.
Good call. He went to Memphis, you know, decent chance, like they had a good roster, and now he's going to the Kings instead of going to like the Warriors sitting on their bench, which I respect, but also I'm just like, why don't you want a ring?
Well, chasing a ring is when we do this, it's either ring or bust. So it's either tanking or a ring. What are you supposed to do? You either go get paid and get trashed for that, or you take a pay cut and you go try to win.
Yeah.
lot of money. Vince Carter is going to go to a team with like De'Aaron Fox. They've got like Scal Labissiere,
Buddy Hield.
Oh, so those young guys need to learn to sleep. You don't stay out all night.
I respect that.
There's a value in having an adult in the room.
Yeah. Graybeard Vince.
You know, we've got Clay and Seth on the softball team. Papa Giorgio, the captain. They're our old vet leaders. They lead the smokestacks, and they lost several titles, and you have to have great veteran leadership to keep coming back and drinking beers together. Next to the Roanoke Wiener Stand. That's devastating when you play like six or seven games in a day, and then you got to watch the little blue boys strut around, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of shade being thrown. That's a millennial term. A lot of shade being thrown.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I've heard it for a couple of summers now.
Yeah. Harm, do you think Pat Riley has lost it? Or do you think that's fake news?
I think Pat Riley has
came to the big three. Well, no, I'm talking about like the big three in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, he wears capri pants, and he and LeBron go hide in the woods together.
Alabama weddings.
But I recently watched that 30 for 30 about the Celtics-Lakers rivalry, and you see just kind of how much those guys hated each other, how much they legit were furious. And it doesn't seem like these AAU players, they generally front run. So they're going to join a team with eight other stars, try to win every game by 30, win a title, go to Kentucky, win every game by 30 until it matters in the tournament, and then they're going to lose.
I can't wait for James Dolan and Calipari in New York. It's going to be great.
It'll be hilarious. Yeah. You need kind of those angry veterans to teach you how to play, how to execute, what to do. Whereas now,
like Malcolm Brogdon winning Rookie of the Year because he played, what, 4 years in college?
Same as Draymond Green.
Look out there.
Draymond, big example.
Probably the most successful Duke player. Well, Grant Hill or Leitner had a 10-year career. No, Shane Battier was a 4-year star who was able to go.
Oh, they said Draymond Duke.
Draymond as well. I was saying like 4-year pro.
Oh, yeah,
college guys that jumped
with
right
Duke,
in.
And I was like,
Draymond kind of sat 2 years. No, Michigan State.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dancing Bear.
I was like, you know better.
yeah.
But like Battier came right in with Memphis, was able to play with Pau Gasol's team and be a contributor. Then he was able to go to the Rockets and be a contributor. Then he turns into like a veteran small forward playing the power forward for him.
Yeah. He's on those
You need kind of men to play a men's game. It's sort of NCAA's got to figure out how to pay these kids to stay in school to learn a bit more skill, or we just pay them to come right out and we really develop this. It's now the Gatorade League.
The only time this started being an issue was when you started restricting it. And so if you were like a one and done, it like had a status symbol. And when you start restricting it is when you start seeing people just making this kind of ridiculous.
There's a ton of guys that left like directly out of high school that you just don't remember their names because they were allowed to at the time. I feel like if you could get an education as well as make some money, whether it be a stipend or 20 grand a year that goes into equity. I don't do all this.
Something you can't touch until
something
you're
can't
out,
touch
of, out
that,
of
school. That helps you in your future and gives you future stability would be a valuable lesson for maybe a marginal NBA player who's like, hey, then when my time is done, I can end up going back to my degree or sports science or work for a team, work for the Players Association. Like you want to develop, maybe become a referee.
Yeah,
you want to
develop
these guys to have careers post NBA because most guys average under 3 years. 19-year-olds played until they were 21 and came to the league as more grown men. Like, these are children. Like, Vince Carter's going to play with De'Aaron Fox, who was negative 10 when Vince Carter came into the league. I mean,
yeah, that's crazy.
Kind of a valuable guy to have in your locker room. Like, hey, Rook, that's a dumb thing. Don't do that. You just saw Richard Jefferson, who I think played 2 years at Arizona. Tim Duncan played 4 at Wake Forest. They both got ripped off by league-appointed financial advisors for $11 and $6 million each. You need, and those guys were alleged to be great money managers, great community members, and they got ripped off because they basically got duped by a Ponzi schemer. You need these type of guys to be like, hey, Rook, I made that mistake. Don't do it. Save your money. I remember Sean Singletary from UVA. Like, he was probably going to have a great NBA career, depending on where he got drafted. But he went to Charlotte, then he went to the Suns, and then he got traded in another salary dump, and then you're out of the league because you need to get paid your next contract, but then get a rookie to do exactly what you do, And now he's meeting with the Players Association, trying to get a job with them to learn how to be an executive. Like, that's good management, but it's been 10 years with no career.
Yeah. Well, I guess to put it in perspective, to help me put it in perspective, it's like, if you started paying college players, it would learn for them to have to deal with a paycheck. Because can you think about the first time you got paid and what you spent that money on?
And I was trying to buy a portable DVD player in eighth grade, and yeah. I got my first check, and when the taxes got cut out, I cried.
Could you imagine your first paycheck being your NBA signing bonus?
Ricky Henderson framed his first check. It was like $1 million. He just put it.
I guess my point is, like, how can you teach a kid to start being an adult? You do it in college. You do it with
well, start paying. I mean, let's take the converse of that. The three of us are white dudes that went to UVA with enough cash. And how did we manage our money? Probably very poorly.
Yeah.
And that's with our parents being like, hey, here's your monthly rent or Jabberwocky. Whereas when you're 18, like,
shout out to Jabberwocky.
I mean, LeVar Ball, what's he going to do with Lonzo's first check? It's going to be absolutely incredible. Oh, but it's like, I don't know how you structure it. Like, that's why I thought like a stipend. Allen Iverson got a 30-year or $30 million contract with Reebok. So anytime people say he's broke, at least he's got $1 million coming in every single year from an old annuity.
There you go. I mean, I don't have anything going
that,
in.
That would keep me draped in Old Navy for the rest of my life. For sure. Maybe.
Yeah.
Looks good, though. Sports fans, unfortunately, that is it, which comes to my second conclusion. Two-hour show.
We've been going on for a while. We even fill the gaps.
Yeah.
Three dudes, 2 hours.
You heard it first.
That'll be our new show.
This past weekend.
You have 30 seconds.
So, all right. Somebody, I don't know how this came up, but this girl goes, Noah's not my sports bra. And I go, sports bra?
Oh.
Sports bra?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Sports bra.
There you go.
That's good. You're being clever down there.
Yeah. Copyright TM.
Yeah.
89.1 KHOL.